Mas faz coisa.
Where are the kids today? Who's my veteran volunteer? Who's my veteran victim? I think it is somebody who's wearing a red shirt and black pants, and his brother too. He and his brother is Lagan. Now, who else is a technical volunteer? I think somebody. What is your first name? Oh, she doesn't know my first name. It has to be different. You can't have the same name every day. Okay, so today you can have the same name, but tomorrow it has to be different. Today is Tunia and tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Then you are my technical volunteer. Okay, and who is next victim? Your name is what? Where is the guy with the gray hair? Here we go. Did you tell them why did you have a gray hair? Everybody, you guys know why did he have a gray hair? Huh? Okay. Now, do you guys know where did we stop? What story did we stop at? Who remembers the story? Who remembers the story? Oh, I guess I have to take it. Where did we stop? What story?
We stopped at the fair.
Oh, Prophet Ibrahim, give me five. That's right.
Oh, yeah.
And Prophet Ibrahim, okay, Prophet Ibrahim, the angels were passing by his house, heading towards where, which town? The town of? Sadum. The town of Sadum. The town of Sadum. Why? Because the people of this town were so disgusting. Why they were so disgusting? They used to do what? Girls would marry girls and boys would marry boys. Actually, boys would marry boys and girls will. Most of the girls would have nobody to marry, so they stay just like that. I want to get married and have children. No, you can't. Why? Because you're a girl. What do you mean? What do you mean? Because I'm a girl? I can't marry because I'm a girl. Yes, you can't. I can't have children. No, you can't. Boys only marry boys. And that was very awful. That was the first nation ever on the face of the earth to do that.
That was so
much. Yeah, so Allah sent them who?
Angels.
To do what? To destroy them. Why? Because he sent them a prophet, and the prophet tried to talk them out of this nonsense. Hello, anybody here? You need to stop that. Did they listen? No, they didn't listen. They said, yup, he used to make fun of the prophet. You know why? Because he has a wife. Wow, look at this guy! Yup, he has a wife! He's married to a girl! Yup. That's what they used to do. He kept saying to them, are you guys having no brain? Have you ever seen a male dog marrying a male dog?
Ew.
Have you ever seen a he-cat marrying a he-cat?
Ew.
No! In all the animals, no animals have done that, right? So you guys are worse than the animals. Animals are smart enough. Mr. Shanta?
Trump.
No. Okay. I'll look for it.
Sorry.
That's okay. Animals are smarter than you. Why animals are smarter than you? Because
Girls don't marry
girls. So the animals know better than you. So you guys are worse than the animals. Alright. Do you guys, they didn't listen. So Allah said to Prophet, oh, you have done enough. You have done enough. And they don't want to listen. Now it is time to punish them. Then Allah sent to the angels. And they're way walking towards Sodom to destroy Sodom. What happened? In their way, they passed by a prophet Ibrahim. House. He offered them what? Food. They said, we're not going to eat. Then he said, why? You guys are strangers and hungry. You're supposed to eat. They said, no. We don't want to eat. We are angels. Right? And then they give news to his wife that she's going to have a what? Baby boy. Newborn. What do you mean having a new baby? You are... She was old. You know how old was she? She was about 99 years old, and she is going to have a boy, which she couldn't have a boy when she's young. You believe it? So she said, me? I am an old woman. How can I have a boy? The angels looked at her like that, and they told her, you don't know Allah who made you from nothing. Allah who made you from what? Nothing. Is able to give you a baby boy, right? Yes. Then the angels left. And this is where we ended last time. Now the angels are walking towards the town of Sodom. Okay. Okay. Yes, we're coming there. They are walking towards the town of Sodom. If the angels are walking to a town, which house do they go to first? Out of this whole town? The house of who? Over there. The house of who?
The prophet.
MashaAllah, give me five. Takbir. They go to the house of the prophet first. So, now the people of Sodom told the prophet, don't you ever get any guests from out of town. Don't you ever what? And if you happen to have guests from out of town, you have to come and tell us that we have guests from out of town. So Prophet Lut didn't. And as soon as they knock on the door, yes, who is there? Tata said, we are guests. He got them to enter quickly. He closed the door. He said, what are you guys doing here? Oh my God. What are you guys doing here? What brought you in here? Do you know which town you are in right now? Are you guys crazy? Nobody comes to this town. They said, we have to come. And we have to stay with you and talk to you. Then he said, wait a minute, guys. Wait a minute. Now, the angels look pretty or not pretty?
Pretty.
Cute or not cute?
Cute.
How beautiful are the angels?
Beautiful.
Very beautiful. Now, the people of this town, okay, they would want to marry those angels, right? So, guess who is the bad woman who went and told everybody else that he has cute guests? Let's do the boys here.
Hey,
who?
Lord's
wife, that's right. His wife was sneaky, beaky, weaky. His wife was a good woman or a bad woman?
Are there boy and girl
angels?
Boy and girl,
what? Angels. No, they are all... the same kind. You know, the kind is called angel. So there is a boy, there is a girl, there is an angel. It's an angel, which is not of any he or she. It's just an angel. The picture that you see of a cute lady having wings and saying, oh, I am the angel.
angel?
That is not right. That's not right. This picture is fiction. Somebody was dreaming of a picture of an angel hand. That person drew that picture, which has nothing to do with the truth. Anyway, so his wife went and she said, "Oh, you evil fool, evil fool, evil fool, evil Saddam! You know who? You know what is happening tonight in our house?" They said, "Yeah, come, woman, tell us. Come, what is happening in your house?" She used to go and tell them. She was a tally, huh? Teller. She used to go and tell them everything that happened. Do you know how Lot spent his night? How? He was praying like this. Lot is so stupid. Lot is so idiot. And then she used to tell them everything, and they used to make fun of Prophet Lot because of that. Now she tells them, she said, Lot has guests. And those guests are very cute. Are very what? Cute and good looking. You look at them, you feel that there is a light coming out of them. There is a what? Light. They say, yes, yes, we can go and marry them. Ha 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 ha. And then they went walking in a big, huge group with the soldiers to the house of Prophet Lot. As soon as Prophet Lot saw them, he said, "Oh my God, oh my God, what am I going to do now? You are my guests. How am I supposed to protect you? Those gang, bad guys, they are going to get you. And they are going to take you by force from me. And they are going to take you to their place and marry you. Now what am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? How can I protect you now? How can I? What am I going to do? What am I going to do? And if you say no, we don't want to marry you, they are going to beat you up and beat you up and beat you up until you say, okay, yes. What am I supposed to do now?" Oh, no, he wasn't asking. He said, "What am I going to do?" So the angels looked at each other and didn't say anything. Remember, angels don't talk unless they need to. They don't talk unless they need to. So now the bad guys came. And they start to knock on the door. "Lot! Lot! Open the door, Lot!" Then he ignored them. Then they were about to break the door. "Lot! We know you are in! Don't play stupid! Lot! Lot! Open the door!" Then he talked to them from behind the door. "What do you guys want? We heard that you have very cute guests." Very cute what? Guests. "And those guests, we want those guests. We want them. We have to get them from you." He said, "No, these are my guests. You are not going to get them." They say, "No, we will, because we want to marry them." He said, "Why don't you go marry the girls? You have thousands of girls to marry. Why don't you marry them?" They say, "No, no, 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 no. You know our taste. We don't like to marry girls. We want those guys. Open up." "No, I am not going to open up." "You have to open up." "No, I am not going to open up." Then he started bringing a tree log and breaking into the door. "Yeah, let's go. 1, 2, 3. And who is pushing the door from the other side? Prophet Lot. And every time he's getting the hit. And he's yelling and screaming and saying, "Oh my God! Oh my God! Who is going to protect me? Please protect me. There's no police. This is a bad, wicked town. Who is going to protect me? Who is going to protect me?" As soon as he said that, guess who answered? The angels.
Yes.
They said, "Allah is going to protect you. You are the strongest person on earth today. Nobody on earth can touch you today. Nobody can harm you. You are under the protection of who? Allah. And we are the angels of who? Allah." Huh? They told him this and said, "Huh? Angels?" They said, "Yes." "Oh, I don't need to children, guys. They are not going to be able to do anything to you. They said, yes, sure. The angel opened the door. One of the angels opened the door. And then he put a huge flashlight from his hands like this. A flashlight which is stronger than the sun. And it was in the middle of the night. Like this. Guess what happened to all of them? They came immediately blind. Their eyes burned. You know how? When your eyes burn because of the camera flash, they were like, I can't see either. What happened? You know what happened?
No, I don't know what happened. Wait, what did he do? What is going on? What did he do about? What happened?
They were all unable to see.
What happened, Lord?
Then they started calling him bad names. You bad witch! When you were a witch, you did this to us. Let us tell you something. It is dark now, right? Right. They said, we're coming back into the morning, and this time, Lord, trust us, we are going to kill you. We're going to kill you and cut you into lots of pieces because of what you have done. How dare you do this magic trick to us? And then they started walking away from his house, saying, Lot, the blah blah, Lot, the bad guy, and calling him awful names. Lot, the blah blah, Lot, a sword, Lot, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H words, all kinds of words that you can imagine. They made it up. They made up lots of words for every letter, and they kept saying them and saying them and saying them and saying them until they were left away. Angels looked at Lot and they said, Lot, you need to leave the town now because we are counting down. We are what?
Counting
down to an appointed time where we are going to destroy them before dawn. Before what? So you need to leave now, Lot. He said, okay. And then the other angel said, Lot, you take the believers with you. Take your family members and take believers with you. He said, okay. The third one said, Lot, and don't look behind you. Don't look what?
Behind you.
Walk straight and fast, and don't you ever look behind you. It doesn't matter what happens. You never look behind you. You what? Never ever look behind you. Don't you ever look behind you. You will hear sounds that are so tempting. It will be extremely tempting to look behind you. Don't look behind you. If you look behind you, it is not going to be good.
Don't look behind you.
So he said, okay, now remember, the family of Lot are all good guys except the wife was what? A bad woman. Now when they started backing up and leaving, the wife started saying,
Guys, where are you going? Where are you going? I'm not taking me with you. Guys, hey, my son, where are you going?
I don't know, ask that.
Okay, your dad doesn't want to talk to me. Look, where are you going? Where are you going?
I don't know, where are we going? I'm just going to walk and you follow me.
What? This guy's not telling me the truth. I need to know where you guys are going. You guys are backing up everything. It's like you guys are leaving for good.
Yes, we're leaving for good.
What? Where are you going? You crazy man. I have been living with you all these years. And then suddenly, you want to walk out of the town without knowing where you're going.
what he's supposed to do, completely ignoring her.
I knew it! Oh, my mom! Tell mommy this guy, you're crazy! I am not supposed to marry you! Now look at you! You get these weird, the best side of all where they come from, and then you are going everywhere! You are nuts!
Anybody talking here? Nobody's talking. He's ignoring her. She goes to the kids, they don't listen to her. They are all know what to do. They are ready to go. Prophet Lut said, everybody's ready? They say, yes. They were all ready except who? His wife.
What? You guys are serious? I thought you guys were kidding. No way. Oh my God. Where are you going? Anyway.
No answers. Prophet Lut said, everybody's ready? Follow me and remember, don't, look behind you. Now she was, the angels told him when he walks out of town, he's not supposed to look behind. He's not supposed to look what? Because it doesn't matter how tempting are the sounds. If he looks behind, he would be in what? In trouble. So he heard the instructions. So he told them the instructions. And his wife was listening. He told them, remember, it doesn't matter. What sound do you hear? You don't look behind.
She said, what? Make up, Mama, you are so stupid. What do you mean, don't look behind? I pray you're not
She's blasting at him. She's what? Blasting at him. And he's ignoring her. Then they started walking out of town. Flying. Prophet Lut in the front. And all his family members are following him. And then she is walking behind him.
Wait for me! Ah! Wait for me, you nephew! Wait for me, you crazy! You are meant to leave me alone here! Can I get by myself? Why are you guys walking behind me?
And they are not listening to her, they are walking. And then, suddenly, boom, explosions start. Boom, something worse than the fireworks. Something worse than bombs explosion. Everybody knows that they are not supposed to. And they're supposed to walk what? Fast. And they were walking fast, too fast that she wouldn't be able to catch up with them. And every 5 seconds she falls on her head, on her face. And she curses at them. And as soon as the explosions start to happen, guess what did she do?
Oh my God, what happened there?
And then she screamed for the last time. And finally, this witchy, itchy voice is silent for
ever.
This annoying sound that gave Prophet Lut a very hard time, all those people, the pain that was coming from all his people was about half the pain he was getting from her. She was giving him a hard time. She was ignoring. She was telling about all his secrets. She would be conspiring against him with the people of the town. She would curse him day and night. She would call him an idiot. And finally, this annoying sound is screamed and silence forever. I can imagine Prophet Lut saying, Alhamdulillah, Ya Rabbi, Alhamdulillah. Here is one headache gone. Yes.
Why did you just divorce her?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a very good question.
Oh, I know. Because
she had
no one else to marry.
She what?
She had no one else to marry.
No, but you, well, she doesn't. This is not
really
a problem.
Because.
Prophet Lut would be afraid
that she's going to marry another girl?
No, that's not it.
I know.
Be smart. Remember that. Think about the job of the prophets. The job of the prophets is to do what? What is the job of a prophet? He works for Allah. Can the prophet resign? Can the prophet resign? You know what a resign is? You don't know what a resign is? If you work for a job, you can say, I am quitting. I am what? Quitting, right? Can the prophet resign? No. The prophet has to keep doing the job until Allah permits the prophet to stop and leave. Stop and what? Leave. Even if the people are so awful, the prophet has to continue what? Working on them. And should not give up on them. Should not what?
Give up
on them. Right? Prophet Noah kept preaching for how long? 950 years. Let me ask you a question. Did he divorce his people?
No.
Why didn't he divorce the people?
Because
he wanted to be off, throwing away the prophets. That's right. Same thing. His wife is among the people. And his job is not to divorce the people and walk away from them. And not to divorce his wife as well. Because if anybody deserves the word of the prophet, it would be, who is number one deserving?
His wife.
His wife and family. What good would it do for a prophet to walk away from his number one job, which is his wife and children? You got it? You got the answer? Can the prophet divorce the people? Yes or no? No. Can the prophet divorce his wife? Yes or no?
No.
If he does, tell me which prophet divorced his people and Allah punished him. I can't hear you. Which prophet divorced his people and Allah punished him? You know what divorced his people means. Like he walked away from them. He gave up on them. Prophet Yunus, that beer. Who can tell me what was the punishment? Okay. He got what?
He got eaten by a whale.
That's right. Not eaten, swallowed. Because did he die? Did the whale digest him? It was a punishment. As soon as he went inside, he begged Allah. Begged Allah for what? Forgiveness. Did Allah forgive him? Yes. And then the whale did what? Spit him back. Got it? When he was spitting back, his skin, he didn't have skin. His skin was gone. So he had to stay long enough for his skin to grow up again. Okay. Now, they walked and walked. Guess where they were going? Now I want you to use your noodles. They are walking out of town. Their home is destroyed. Where are they going to go?
Ibrahim's
place? Takbir. That's right. Is that what you wanted to say?
Yeah.
Takbir here too. That's right. This is where they wanted to go. To the place where Prophet Ibrahim is. They walked, he welcomed them. They had rest. They stayed until Allah told Prophet Lut to have another assignment. To have another what? Assignment. And Prophet Lut has to walk out and go to the other assignment. And go to the other assignment, right? Okay. Now, what is happening in the house of Prophet Ibrahim? Prophet Ibrahim got the pizza ready. Where's the pizza? He didn't get the pizza. Prophet Ibrahim didn't prepare the pizza. Okay. Prophet Ibrahim prepared donuts? He's so generous. Yum, yum, donuts. Okay. And Prophet Ibrahim saying, please come and join me in eating the
donuts.
Thank you, brother. I'll do it.